You're listening to a Big Finish production.
Everything ends, eventually. Every story ever told finishes in death if you tell it long enough. It's sort of a fact of life. Got used to that now. Across time, across space, I've lost it all. Family, friends, my own people, my home. Donna. Rose. I've always survived. I've always endured. I've always got through whatever's been thrown at me. However much I lose, I always carry on. To bear that burden. To remember them. Everything ends eventually. But sometimes, just sometimes, it comes back. It comes back.
Transponder's taking us that way.
Yeah. All I'm saying, Mom, is I don't know why we're bothering.
A lot of good men went down with that ship, Vesh. If there's a chance they survived the crash, we have to rescue them.
Well, that's not what I'm saying. When the time tunnels start, we can send someone back to stop it happening in the first place.
I'm not sure it works like that. Not sure it works at all, to be honest. Won't find me trying them out until they're long operational. I don't fancy paying to be a guinea pig.
I can hardly wait.
You can hardly afford it. And neither can the Space Security Service. We do things the old-fashioned way. Search and rescue.
So time travel's not a viable expense. But the 10 of us are.
That's about the size of it, yes. What about you, Kingdom? You're a bit quiet back there. Time travel. Good idea or not?
It's overrated.
Right. We're here.
That's a lot more intact than I was expecting.
The pilot must have fought quite hard to get it under control.
Perhaps they were really good.
If the data we received is true, Kingdom, no one's good enough. You'd have to be superhuman to land like this.
I'm just saying.
More likely they got very, very lucky. Well, it certainly ups our chances of finding survivors, so...
I'm sorry? Did you hear that?
Hear what?
Some kind of voice, back there.
Impossible. There were no life signs in the jungle.
I heard something.
There's nothing there. Come on. Open door. Positive sign. Someone must have survived.
Bit dark, though, isn't it? Surely if you're going around opening doors, you'd switch on the lights.
Maybe those systems were damaged in the crash?
Very probably. Vesht, take some men and set up a lighting rig, would you?
Ma'am. You. With me.
Ma'am. You might want to see this.
Oh, no.
Those aren't crash injuries. This man was savaged to death. Same injuries here. What? Oh, stop imagining things, Anya. This place is creepy enough as it is.
Nope. Nothing. Residual power at best. Enough to send out the signal, but not enough to start the computers.
Same with these two? Yes. These are probably claw marks. Maybe teeth. You say there are no indigenous species?
No life forms on this whole planet. If it's an animal, it came with them.
They didn't note anything on the register.
We're Intelligence Kingdom. We don't put everything on the register. If only I could fire up the database, see what they had on board.
Oh, well, now we can actually see at least. It's an improvement.
Lighting rig sorted, ma'am.
I noticed, thank you.
And we found another 8 bodies while we were setting up. I'm sorry, ma'am. It's not looking good.
8? With injuries caused by an animal?
I'm afraid so.
So that's 8, plus these 2. The one in the corridor. Damn it, that's practically the whole complement, isn't it?
Not quite.
Near enough. The others probably didn't hang around here waiting to die. Must have run off into the forest. If the killer followed them, well, they probably didn't last very long.
But they might have. It's not impossible.
No, but if something was attacking them, it's not going to give up. I think we can call this one a loss. Vesht, set up a perimeter in case whatever did this comes back. You two get the computers removed.
1 second. Vesht, were all these bodies human?
What else would they be? It was Earthbrunch.
Scan for movement.
Kingdom, might I remind you that I'm in charge?
All right. Can someone scan for movement, please, ma'am?
Do as she says. Though I'm not sure what the point is. We checked for life signs when we found the bodies. There was nothing.
Found something.
That's impossible.
In the medical suite.
Then what are we waiting for? Let's move.
There wasn't anyone there earlier, ma'am. A couple of bodies outside, but no one in the medical suite itself.
I see. Perimeter, Vesht. Set it up.
Well, come on, hurry up!
Come on! I hear you.
Oh, not again. What's going on?
Oh, I don't have much time. You have to come back. You have to come back inside.
Inside? Inside where? Oh, what's happening? Where am I? What in?
Weapon down, soldier.
Sorry, ma'am,
Were you pointing that thing at me?
No, I was aiming at... I'm not sure what I was aiming at.
Are you all right, Kingdom?
No, did you not see that?
See what?
It was here, I think, that the past... I heard that voice again, and then I saw the past.
You had a vision?
I'm not saying I understand it. I'm telling you what I saw. SSS agents under attack.
By what? Who?
I don't know. I didn't see. It was coming from down there.
Are you prone to this kind of thing?
No, that's what worries me.
Well, there's definitely something in the medical bay now. No, don't open it. It might be whatever killed them.
I'm hoping not.
You're hoping? Readying weapons. What are you expecting to find? Do you know more about their mission than you're saying, Kingdom? Have you had other visions?
I'm not sure, but I think your answer might be right behind.
Ow! Who put a trunk there?
Right. That's not who I was expecting to find.
Wait, I know that voice.
And I know that one.
It's Anya? Yes, Anya! Kingdom! Anya Kingdom, what are you doing here? More to the point, what am I doing here? More to the point, where am I?
More to the point, who are you?
Yeah. approaching soon. From Sheldrick Industries, the Time Tunnels. Never be late again.
For a price.
Mr. Sheldrick. Mr. Sheldrick.
Oh, gods, are you still here?
Gods, exactly. Your experiments are an abhorrence. They defy nature. Only the gods should have mastery of time.
Really? Then what does that make me, then, eh?
A heretic. An apostate.
Goodness, does it really? I'll try to cope.
If you would merely consent to one meeting, if I could read to you from my holy book, I'm sure it would all become clear.
I'm sure it would, but as you could imagine, the launch of commercial time travel does keep me a bit busy at the moment. So if you would mind, I do own the pavement in front of this building and you're trespassing. Grunk, would you mind?
Please, just one meeting. That's all I want.
Which is one more than I do. Good day.
Oh, I'll be back. This isn't over.
May the gods preserve me.
And don't come back.
Haven't a clue who you're dealing with, have you? We'll talk, Mr. Sheldrick. Even if it takes me years.
Right, well, this is weird. What have you done? Why did you bring me here?
Don't move.
Oh, but I'm so good at moving.
How did you get inside my head?
I don't know what you're talking about. Come on, Anya. You don't have to point a gun at me. Not again. I mean, it's been a while, but I thought we ended up on the same side last time. Well, more or less. Eventually. Although, obviously, I'm beginning to wonder about that now.
What are you talking about?
You've kidnapped me. Why? Just tell me what's going on. I might be able to help.
How do you know her name?
Anya's, she told me. Well, actually, initially, she said it was something completely different and that she was from the 1970s. But let's not quibble.
No.
But we've not been introduced.
Commander Esther Malkin of the Space Security Service.
Yes, I got that last bit from the uniform.
You're not on the manifest. Where did you spring from?
You don't know. So you didn't transport me here?
Of course we didn't. You know we didn't. Where did you come from? How did you arrive?
Well, those are good questions. I'd kind of like to know the answers too.
You're saying you don't know either?
Exactly. Funny story. There I was, minding my own business, swanning around Bury St. Edmunds in the 21st century. Have you been to Bury St. Edmunds? Oh, you should go. It's lovely. Anyway, there I was. All of a sudden, there was this wind and a burst of light, and I found myself in this... what is this? Is it an infirmary?
It's the medical station.
Is it? Thanks. Well, that makes sense. I was worried someone was collecting scalpels. Yes, found myself here. You don't know why. But, more importantly, I don't know why, which is really infuriating, because I know lots.
Doctor?
Yes, exactly. See, I knew you'd get there eventually.
He's not the doctor, Kingdom. The ship's doctor was a completely different person.
I'm not saying he's the ship's doctor, ma'am. I'm saying he's called the doctor, I think.
You think correctly.
The doctor? What sort of name's the doctor?
What's wrong with it? I'll have you know it's very popular on a few planets in the Andromeda Cluster for a couple of weeks in the 58th century.
You're saying you were just transported here out of the blue? No TARDIS?
No TARDIS, exactly. Keep up.
No what?
You mentioned a ship's doctor.
Yes.
Ship. So we're on a ship. Not at sea. Spaceship. But that is not artificial gravity.
It's crashed.
Aha! And you're the survivors?
We were looking for the survivors.
Were?
Well...
Kingdom, why are you telling him all this?
Because I think we can trust him.
On what basis? We find him alone, a stranger on a ship full of corpses, and you think we can trust him?
Sorry, a ship full of corpses? Oh, brilliant. Oh, Anya. Anya Kingdom. What have you got me into?
Thank you, Carson. Report in again in 5. Come in, DuPont. DuPont, where are you? This is no time for messing about. All right, everybody. I think we may have a problem with DuPont. Stand by.
Look, you're making a mistake. Obviously, I didn't kill those people. I've always got on terribly well with the space security services. Well, when they haven't been trying to kill me, anyway.
You're not helping, Doctor.
We're going to take you back to Central Control. They can decide what to do with you.
You're missing the important point. Somebody snatched me out of time and space and dumped me here. With you. That takes a lot.
Of what?
Everything. Power, technology, funding, intelligence. Not to mention a rigorous understanding of temporal theory.
Put your hands back on your head and keep moving.
All right. All right. Like I say, you're making a mistake.
If someone kidnapped you...
Time-napped me.
Why here? What? Why now? Why you?
Well, exactly. Those are the big questions. Why did somebody want me hanging about on a crashed spaceship right after a massacre? Doesn't add up.
Maybe they thought whatever killed the crew might get you too.
Well, possibly. That's overcomplicating things a bit, isn't it? There are easier methods of assassination if you've got that level of technology. You snatch me out of time and space, you could dump me anywhere. Bottom of the ocean. An active volcano. The forests of Skara wearing a placard saying, I hate Khaleds.
Even deep space.
Well, yes, exactly. Asphyxiation a go-go. They want me here. They want me here for a reason.
So who would do that? Another Time Lord?
There are no other Time Lords.
I'm sure you said...
Well, there aren't any these days. It's just me.
Oh.
What are Time Lords?
Oh, far beyond your level of understanding. Sorry, no offence.
How is that no offence?
Look, do me a favour, Esther. Let Anya do the talking. You can't trust her as far as you can throw her, but she is at least bright.
What?
Can't trust her?
Oh, sorry. Didn't she mention that? Yes. She's sort of the dirty tricks department. An intelligence service within the intelligence service. She probably outranks you.
Thanks for that.
Well, sorry, but you do tend to keep things quiet.
Is this true?
It's not untrue.
Wait. You said you didn't expect to find this man in the medical center.
I didn't.
So what were you looking for? What's that?
Guns, obviously.
Quickly. Doctor.
What is it? What's the matter?
It happened again.
What happened again?
She was having visions. Vesht. Can you hear me? Come in, Vesht.
Visions? What of?
I'm not sure. People, SSS agents, dying, getting ripped apart by, well, nothing.
What? Where? Here?
Yes. In the past. I think it was in the past.
Yes, you know, now you mention it, I'm sure I felt something, some kind of time break. Yeah, when I was brought here, temporal displacement.
Vesht,
it happened before. Must be why I heard your voice.
My what? What are you talking about?
Before you arrived, I heard you talking to me. Well, I think it was you.
Oh, I don't remember doing that. This me, not the old one.
Yes.
What was I saying?
I'm not entirely sure. It wasn't clear, but... Oh, something about coming back inside?
Inside? Inside where?
I don't know. That's exactly what I asked. You weren't really replying.
Doesn't ring any bells. From my future, perhaps?
I think you mentioned the end of everything.
Oh, that's ominous. And, you know, maddeningly unspecific. Ah! Don't give yourself clues, Doctor. Give yourself the answers. Well, one thing's obvious. If we've got temporal shifts and me speaking to you from an apocalyptic future, something is wrong with time.
Something's wrong outside. I'm not getting anything from Vesht or the rest of the team.
External scanners. The ship has some. Why not use them?
Because there isn't enough power.
Ah, now there is.
What did you do?
Oh, something awfully clever. Don't worry about it. Above your pay grade.
What's going on out there?
Better guess what happened in here.
Where are you? No target seen. I got it. Quickly, retreat! Retreat!
No!
It's over.
Torn apart by nothing. Just like the people in my visions.
Apparently. No, no, not your visions. Oh, come on, Doctor, it's first principles. Forget how you got here, ask what planet you're on.
What?
What was that on the screen? What was attacking them?
Nothing. There was nothing out there.
Exactly. Not visions, Anya. Visions. Do you not recognize a vision when you don't see one? Oh, visions, that's niche. We're on Myra.
Yes.
And you didn't think to mention that earlier?
Was it important?
The visions are Myra's native species.
What? But there are no native species here. There's no animal life.
Oh, have you still not figured that one out? Nothing that registers on your scanners, maybe, but your parameters are too narrow. Life comes in all shapes and sizes, Esther. Stop judging it by your own standards.
These visions are what killed the crew. Invisible monsters.
Well, monsters is a bit harsh.
They murdered everyone, including my team.
Is an alligator a murderer if it eats someone on safari? They're wild animals. If you go for a swim in a swamp, it's kind of your own fault. The Visians are an aggressive species, yes, but we've invaded their environment. We need to leave it as soon as possible, and I don't have my TARDIS. How did you get here? Presumably you've got a ship of your own.
Yes, but it's through the jungle.
Oh, of course it is. Brilliant. You know, I was so looking forward to St. Edmundsbury Cathedral. What they've done with the ruins, genuinely quite impressive. Right, shall we get on?
No, we can't go, not yet. I still haven't found what I'm looking for.
Well, I'm afraid, Bono, what you have found is giant invisible predators that will kill you and that can clearly get inside this ship, so we need to go.
We can't. The computers, they're filled with vital intelligence. We can't just leave them here. Who knows who might stumble across them?
Well, someone who, after finding them, would then be torn apart by the giant invisible predators that live on this planet that I'm pretty certain I've mentioned at least once.
Well, there's an easy fix for that, isn't there?
No, 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 Malcolm! What are you doing? The lighting rig! You destroyed the lighting rig!
I've taken away their advantage. We can't see them, now they can't see us. Kingdom, I don't care whether you outrank me or not. You know this is important. Activate the self-destruct. Now he's powered the system, we can use it to destroy the computers. You can manage in the dark, can't you?
I can try.
Anya.
I'm sorry, Doctor, I have orders.
But you don't understand. Neither of you do. We can't see the Visians because light passes through them.
Well, bully for them.
Self-destruct activated. We have 5 minutes.
It passes through them, every bit of them, including their eyes. Well, if they have any.
They can't see.
The Visians are blind. They hunt by smell, by sound, by knocking out the light. You haven't taken away their advantage. You've taken away ours.
Kingdom, we need to go.
Understood. Good job we don't have to carry those compute. Wait.
What?
You left some of the team here to disconnect them, so where are those guys?
There's one in here.
I would suggest this is an opportune moment for departure.
What in? Mark?
Wait, Mark? Mark, I know. Mark 7?
Of course. If you wish to remain for introductions, I cannot stop you, but I would observe that you've activated the self-destruct system. In addition, I'm unsure as to how long my weapon's power pack will remain energized. I would highly recommend ambulation.
Friend of yours?
Yes! And I really think we should do as he says. Come on!
Good day!
We shouldn't linger. Even locked, this door won't hold one of those creatures back for long, but it will hinder it. Follow me. I'll lead you in the correct direction. Walk quickly. but do not run.
Who are you?
Weren't you listening? He's Mark.
Mark Seven, one of ours.
Way to bury the lead, Anya. He's also an android.
A what?
I am many things. I also happen to be the Space Security Service's number one agent.
Yeah, well, to be fair, you've got a few advantages.
Bitterness does not become you, Anya. It is an error holding on to grudges. I've told you this on many occasions. It is another way in which I am your superior.
Just be pleased I've opted not to bury the hatchet in your head.
Oh, you two know each other.
Does it show? It's a long story.
Aha, you came here to rescue him.
Don't rub it in.
I'd have made contact earlier, but my communications device was damaged in the crash.
He's the thing you were looking for on this ship.
He's not a thing.
Exactly, Commander. My identity is just as legitimate as yours. In addition, I'm currently saving all your lives, so I'd recommend displaying a degree of courtesy.
How come I've never heard of you?
You hear about Mark on a need-to-know basis, and you didn't.
Now, if you wouldn't mind, please wait here momentarily.
What, wait? Why are we...
Shh. I think at the moment, listening to the android's a good idea. There you are. See? Or rather not.
Another one.
To my right. Quickly. The passage curves round.
He can see in the dark. He can see them.
Yes, obviously. You think he was just guessing?
My optical circuits are very versatile. It's proved useful. Without them, I wouldn't have evaded those creatures for quite so long.
Visions, they're called visions.
How interesting. I shall add this information to my database. Please hurry. The self-destruct system only has a short while left.
Don't have to tell me twice.
Oh, no. So many bodies.
Any more visions?
Over there. Feel free to offer assistance at any point. There is a second creature directly to the left of where I'm firing.
On it.
Cool. Come on, just kill them.
Lasers, man, in light weapons. How well do you think they're going to work on creatures like that? We're lucky we're keeping them back at all.
But we need to get clear. The ship's going to blow any second.
Yes, I think we're well aware of the urgency. Thank you. Thing is, the explosion might be just what we need. Big burst of sound and heat. Likely confuse their senses and give us the chance to get away.
Good thinking. One behind you, Commander. Emerging from the ship.
What?
Left a bit.
I think that might be our old friend from the control room. Hello? Sorry, I would help, but I don't carry guns. What do you really do without me, though?
On my signal, break. The flee into the jungle.
Where's the ship?
Half a kilometer in that direction. I saw it approach. Unfortunately, by the time I reached it, everyone had already departed. Past each other en route. I detect no movement. We should be safe if we aim for it.
And the explosion?
Will be 3 seconds after my signal.
Don't spare the horses, then.
That idiom is unnecessarily confusing. Going at 3, 2, 1, go!
Watch out! Mind your head! Flaming metal debris incoming!
I'm afraid that's not all that is incoming! The noise of the explosion may have distracted the Visians pursuing us!
But it's attracted some of the others in the jungle!
Correct!
Never rains, does it?
Well, I mean, it is literally raining fire, but I know what you mean. Hurry, come on!
Open it up!
Open! Will anyone object to my piloting? I'm extremely good.
What, with your enhanced vision and reflexes? Yes, probably a good idea.
Yes! Just do it. We can't have these things attacking the hull. I don't know how long I can hold them off.
Come on, hurry up, get inside!
No, you get inside, Doctor. This has my name all over it.
Don't try anything noble with me, Anya Kingdom.
No fear, I'll be right behind you.
Why am I not surprised?
Hey!
Are you unaware of the hue and sail involving haste and speed? Do not concern yourself. I'll launch the ship with the utmost alacrity.
How are we doing? Anya's holding them off single-handed back there, but she won't manage long.
One moment.
Blimey, what is this? Dragoon class. Oh, pretty good formation, fast. I've been away this year.
There, we are ready. Seatbelts, please. Takeoff is always hazardous, and in this current situation...
Yes, yes, of course, yes. Sorry.
All right, all right.
Safety first.
Here we go!
Yes. Made it.
Could you close the external hatch now, please? Anya, I believe we have a draft.
Right away. I know it sounds crazy.
He doesn't resemble the Doctor.
Not in appearance, no, but you've got to admit the personality's there.
He did know my name and nature. I wished to inquire about that as we fled the Visians, but it didn't seem the appropriate juncture.
It's because he'd met you before. He'd met both of us before.
I see.
Look, it's not the first time he's done it. The Syndicate, that lot I was involved with, they knew about it. The Doctor who did them over was completely different. An older guy, white hair, but it was the same man. They told me not to judge by appearances.
I never do. I employ logic.
Apparently it's called regeneration. It's a thing his people do to avoid death.
You mean he simply alters his physiology at the moment of mortality?
Well, I'm not sure there's anything simple about it, and it's just before the moment of mortality, but apart from that, yes.
I see. The notion appears a little fanciful. I suppose the Doctor isn't human. It would be a useful skill for a species to develop.
That's an understatement.
This will take some getting used to.
Par for the course when you're dealing with him.
Does this mean our Doctor is dead?
No, this one, it's just his future. Ours, he's still out there somewhere. That's the thing with time travel, you never really die.
I've engaged the autopilot, Commander. A most charming device. Very well read.
It's just a computer.
Yeah, maybe you want to think about who you're talking to before you say things like that.
I should probably file a report with Central Command, though goodness knows what I'm going to tell them about you.
I have that effect on a lot of people.
Keep an eye on him.
I'm not convinced I'm the one she should be worrying about.
You still don't trust me. Trust us.
I don't think Malkin time-napped me. She's not smart enough. But I'm not putting it past either of you.
Don't be ridiculous.
You wouldn't have escaped Myra without me.
Or me.
But as we've established, whoever sent me there wanted me alive. So you could have been protecting your investment.
We're on your side.
Well, you say that, but last time I met you, you were trying to kill me.
I was under mind control.
And the last time I met you, you were also trying to kill me.
I was also under mind control.
Yeah, a lot of it about.
I've rebooted myself since then. The Dalek protocol was completely eliminated.
And you, Anya? Murdered any more of my friends lately?
Anya, who did you kill?
No one. He's being melodramatic.
She was called Anne Kelso.
And she didn't exist. I was undercover. I had an implanted personality. She was erased when I came back, but she wasn't real.
She was real to me. I liked her.
And I'm sorry. I don't know what I can say.
Nothing you can say. Nothing. Thing is, that all came about because of time travel, temporal witness relocation, if I remember rightly, and I usually do.
I'm aware of it. An experimental program.
The technology for a time scoop should be out of reach for humanity in this period, but maybe if someone developed that program a little...
I'm sorry, Doctor, it's been mothballed. I don't know the full story, but it was a one-man project, and he left Earth. He's gone.
But surely somebody else would have known how to work it.
I'm afraid not. He was a genius, apparently.
And with the development of the time tunnels, it was viewed as irrelevant.
Yeah, I'm sure it was. Wait. The what?
From Sheldrake Industries, the Time Tunnels have time in hand.
Commercial time travel.
Sheldrake Industries are rolling it out across the entire solar system in a few days.
That's a terrible idea.
Time travel? It's good enough for you.
Because I know what I'm doing. Generally speaking, it's incredibly dangerous. One man spills his tea in 1066, he could obliterate causality. Offering it up en masse without obvious regulation, that is insanely irresponsible. And if there's someone who knows about insane irresponsibility, it's me.
It's not en masse. The tickets are incredibly expensive.
Oh, well, that makes it a lot better.
And time experiments might explain how you ended up on Myra.
Well, it would be a big coincidence if it wasn't connected. But why send me there? Why do you two?
I believe I may have the answer to that conundrum. I think you may have been sent to me because I was investigating George Sheldrake.
The owner?
And inventor of the time tunnels.
Oh, now that is interesting.
For many years now, there have been rumors of his unsavory business practices and remarkable acts of foresight. His journey to the top has not been without casualties.
Metaphorical or literal?
Both. An awful lot of his competitors and debtors died very conveniently, always in accidents.
Accidents? Like a spaceship crashing on Myra?
Exactly. My investigations have not proceeded with great success. Every time I identify a witness, I discover they very recently died. By accidentally falling off a cliff, or getting blown into space, or accidentally getting shot multiple times.
So, let me guess, you think that our man Sheldrake invents time travel, and then, to expand and develop it, he nips back into the past to kill everyone who threatens him and acquires the necessary funds?
That is what I believe, yes. No proof is proving frustratingly elusive.
Well, I can imagine it would be, because he's sending someone back to bump off the witnesses too. And this is the man you've put in charge of distributing time travel to the public. Oh, well done, humanity. Good choice.
Earth Command doesn't trust George Sheldrake. Well. The grounds for stopping his project are rather slight.
And it's obviously just a coincidence that the person investigating him ends up on a wrecked ship on a deadly planet.
I was unable to identify the cause of my ship's crash, but sabotage did seem a likely candidate.
You surprise me. But how did he invent time travel in the first place? That's what's bothering me. Flinging a couple of people back a few centuries, that's borderline manageable if you're a genius. But something this extensive, it's absurdly advanced. It's millennia ahead of its time. There is something badly wrong here. Something badly wrong with him. You can't let this man control time. He'll tear it all apart. He'll break it completely.
Like on Myra.
Like on Myra, yes. The visions, the past bursting into the present, echoes. I felt it, as if history itself was dying. That is not a great sign, is it? If future me warned you the end of everything was on its way, well...
You think he's responsible?
Well, I think he's a good place to start looking, yes. Whatever potential chronoclasm this is, it's likely to have been triggered by the activation of the time tunnels. You said they're launching in a few days?
Yes.
How long's the flight back to Earth?
A few days.
Ooh, cutting it fine.
You're many light years away. Even with hyperspatial travel, we cannot be faster.
No, I'm sure. Oh, it'd be so good to have a TARDIS right about now. Whoever snatched me here has got a lot to answer for.
If we don't stop it, what do you think's going to happen?
I'm not sure. It hasn't happened yet. All I know is that when we get back to Earth, the very first place we go is Sheldrake Industries. Blimey, that is a big building. Do you think he's compensating for something?
In the wake of devastation caused by the Syndicate, there were many opportunities on Earth for expansion. He took them.
Big business, in every sense.
And he's launching the time tunnels from there at midnight.
Midnight? Why is it always the end of the world at midnight? 9 o'clock, it's tight. He's got the central control systems inside.
It's the only location he believes secure.
So we should get in then. There is literally no time right now. Ah! What's happening?
Young man, are you all right?
No, I don't think so. Oh,
Doctor.
Doctor?
What happened?
He collapsed. He was lucky I was here to catch him. He might have hit his head and injured himself quite badly.
I think it was the same thing that's happened to you, Anya. Back on Myra, the time shift.
I know. I was there too. I'm almost getting used to it by now.
I did not register anything.
Right. Well, you've not travelled in time, Mark, so you wouldn't be so sensitive.
And no more messages from your future. I didn't hear anything.
No, neither did I. Future me really could be a little more helpful.
What did you see, Doctor? The future? The past?
I don't know. I think I saw everything.
Everything.
Everything, yeah. The past, the present, the future, all smashed up together in one big ball of time.
Yes, explosions, dinosaurs, spaceships, some weird robot things.
Should I be offended by that?
It's not all terribly encouraging, if I'm honest.
You had a vision?
Yes. Oh, don't start that again. Hang on, wait, sorry, who are you?
The one that called you. I'm the pastor from the Church of the Seven Sons.
Right. Well, is that Sons with an O or Sons with a U?
Sons with a U.
Great, right. I don't know why I'm asking, really. Look, thanks and all. Lovely to meet you. We are in a bit of a rush, so...
If you would let me preach from my holy book, I'm sure you will find it enlightening.
Oh.
All the answers are within.
Yes, well, not right now, thanks. Somewhat ironically, we don't have the time. Mark, Anya, come on!
The doctor, eh? Well, that changes things.
What I just went through, that shouldn't be happening. That really shouldn't be happening. And if that's just pre-shocks, we're in a lot of trouble. We need to get into Sheldrake's offices and appeal to his better nature.
He doesn't have one.
Well then, we have to appeal to his worse nature and cross our fingers. We have to stop this launch. Ah!
Are you all right?
No! Why didn't the door open? It's clearly automatic. There's a sensor right there. I can see it.
You can't enter without a pass. Sheldrake is exceptionally security conscious.
Oh. Oh, you're telling me. He shifted the glass 5 seconds into the future. You could drive a tank into that. It'd just bounce off. Even I struggle to get through.
Good job RID has security clearance then, isn't it?
Yeah. That would have been useful information to have had about 30 seconds ago, before I walked into a door.
The speed you were going, you don't have to run everywhere, you know.
Well, that's no good. There's nobody here. Not even a receptionist. Who doesn't have a receptionist? I love a good receptionist.
Stop saying receptionist.
The systems are automated. Allow me.
Why stand on ceremony? This looks like the way into the building. Lots and lots of lovely lifts. What say we take things to the top? Oh, more temporal shielding. Go on then, Anya. Wave your badge.
I'm sorry, Doctor. This is as far as I can get us.
What? Your ID can only get us into the foyer. What sort of security service are you?
Sheldrake has friends in high places.
Clearly.
If it helps, I've connected to his office on this machine.
Ah, excellent.
Hello.
This is George Sheldrake.
George. Oh, buddy, good to see you.
Have we met?
No, but I've a feeling we're going to be great friends, so why not cut out the middleman, eh?
What is it? I'm very busy at the best of times, and if you paid any attention to the news today, you'll know that this is not one of those. It is, in fact, an extremely inconvenience time.
Time, yes, exactly. I'm the Doctor. I'm from the Ministry of Temporal Studies. Here's my ID.
I've never heard of it.
We get that a lot. We're new. We need to take a look at your central time unit, just to check it's all safe for the launch.
Of course, it's safe.
Yeah, well, you just want to be certain.
You can trust me. In fact, that's your only option. I'm the foremost temporal scientist of this era. No one else on this planet is qualified to judge my work, so I'm afraid you'll have to take me at my word.
Well, I might be a little better at this kind of thing than you expect.
No, this is pointless. Security, I'm being bothered. Could you please remove the visitors from the foyer?
What? No receptionist, but you do have security. Your priorities are all shot.
Have a good day.
No, I won't. No one will. Oh, he's gone.
Security's arrived.
Gorland. Of course he was going to hire Gorland muscle. Can you call silicon-based life forms muscle, or is that a misnomer? Ah!
I think they wish us to depart.
Yeah, I'm getting that impression too. Oh.
So, the space security agent evaded my assassins. Interesting. I might need to keep an eye on you.
Oh, come on, watch it! This is my best suit!
Really?
Hey, don't look so surprised.
And don't come back!
You know, it's the sparkling repartee I enjoy most in a Gorlan.
Well, that wasn't terribly useful. What do we do now?
I'm not sure. If only we could get eyes inside that building.
Uh-oh, that's easily possible.
You what?
When I initiated communication with Sheldrake's central computer systems, I developed a rapport. You may be surprised as to how many inanimate objects feel ignored and unappreciated.
Damn I'm not sure I would, actually.
I suspect it would be perfectly willing to allow us access to his internal camera system.
Oh, Mark 7, good man. Sorry, good android.
We need to return to SSS headquarters.
Then what are we waiting for? Come on!
Who ordered a book? There was no name on the delivery. Official packages only, need I remind you. What is it anyway? Paper's so old-fashioned. Ah, Kingdom, there you are. You need to submit your report. Should you really have those two with you?
Sorry, talking a bit. Mustache. When we're done here, you're my top priority.
Yes, I'm sure I will be. Looks a bit religious. Not for me, then.
It will take a moment or two to initiate contact with Sheldrick's system.
You're not asking it out, are you? I reckon she's the stay-at-home sort.
And we're in.
Ah! A corridor. Well, we've got to start somewhere. Do we know where it is, the central time processor?
In the basement, apparently.
Right. Wow.
That appears to be rather advanced technology.
You could say that again. I thought Sheldrake stuff was millennia too soon. I might have been understating it.
You think it's not human?
There's nothing wrong with not being human.
Well, you won't hear me disagree. No, that setup is alien, definitely. The question is, what sort of alien? And how did Sheldrake get hold of it? That unit there, you see? That looks like the main engine. Zoom in on that.
Understood.
No. That's not possible.
What isn't? I've got to say, my standard of what is and isn't possible is running quite high today.
That technology. It's Gallifreyan.
What? Your own people?
You're certain?
Yes, that's a temporal velocitor. Nobody else makes those. It's a key component of a TARDIS.
You think Sheldrake's a Time Lord?
No, I told you, there aren't any Time Lords. Not other than me, not anymore. You can trust me on that.
So how did he get it?
I don't know. It's incredibly powerful, but he didn't invent it. And there is no way he understands how to use that thing. No wonder he's caused trouble with causality. I studied it for a decade, and I gotta see. If he uses that to let paying customers travel anywhere in time, I mean, the paradoxes alone could be devastating.
And I suspect we have grounds for halting the launch. Alien interference is never terribly well regarded.
Oi, I'm an alien.
Then you should probably remain here. Anya, I believe we need to speak to what's generally referred to as the top brass.
You think they'll buy it? Sheldrake has powerful friends.
We can try. We'll return shortly, Doctor.
Yeah, do that. Oh, where are you from?
What happens if we can't persuade them?
The same as usual. We search for Plan B.
Where do you two think you're going?
Commander!
I need those reports. We lost an entire team.
And that isn't all you'll lose. If you don't let us pass.
Commander, we don't have the... At this rate, we'll need the time tunnels to launch so we can use the time tunnels to travel back in time and stop the time tunnels from launching.
What are you talking about?
Oh, crash TARDIS maybe? Debris from the Time War? Hey?
Doctor.
Oh, hello. It's you. You were outside the Sheldrake building.
Correct.
What are you doing here? How did you get in?
Always the wrong questions, Doctor. You should have let me preach.
A gun? Not very religious, is it? All right, I'll hear your sermon. You're obviously very keen.
I'm not going to homilize you.
So what are you going to do?
I'm pointing a gun at you, Doctor. What do you think?
Did you hear that?
The Doctor!
Doctor!
The pastor. Stop him. Don't let him get away.
We didn't see anyone.
No? Oh, I must have used the teleport.
Who did?
The pastor! You know, from the Seven Sons. Or was it the Sons? I can't remember. Oh, not really important right now.
Oh. He shot you?
Twice. Both hearts. He knew what he was doing.
But why?
Yeah, that question's not high on my list of priorities at the moment. Oh.
I'll fetch the medics.
No, 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 no point. I'm too far gone. They'll never get here in time.
What do you mean?
Isn't it obvious? You want me to draw a diagram? I mean, not the most sympathetic thing to ask a dying man, but all right.
No, it's not possible. You can't die. Not like this. Not so easily.
I'm not planning to die.
The moment of mortality.
Exactly. Thing is, death means the end. Not for me. Not for a Time Lord. Ah, didn't think it would finish quite this soon. Thought I had a good few years left in me, but...
Does this mean that...
Whatever comes next, we have to stop Sheldrake, do you understand? We need to deactivate his machine.
Yes, of course, but...
Goodbye, Anya. Goodbye, Mark. See you on the other...
The light! Anya! You must be...
I know. I think he's regenerating. Doctor? Doctor, is that you?
Well, I didn't expect that to happen.
You have been listening to Doctor Who, The Tenth Doctor Adventures, Dalek Universe, Buying Time, written by John Dorney. The Doctor was played by David Tennant, Anya Kingdom, Jane Slavin, Mark Seven, Joe Sims, George Sheldrake, Mark Gatiss, Esther Malkin, Juliet Aubrey, Pastor Vesht, Chris Jarman, and the newcomer by Gemma Whelan. Other roles were played by members of the cast. Director, Ken Bentley. Producer, David Richardson. Sound design and music, Howard Carter. Script editor, Matt Fitton. Executive producers, Nicholas Briggs and Jason Haig-Ellery.